Hello!
Hello!
If you'd like to listen to Running Commentary ad-free and get access to other exciting advantages...
And support us in our dotage.
Yes, subscribe to us on Acast Plus now.
Subscribe to the Plus and get the good stuff from us.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Engineers, stand by in the control room. The levels are set. Switches are thrown.
Welcome to Alexandra Palace.
Where all your dreams come true.
Ali Pally.
Yeah.
Ali Pally.
Just finished here and Running Commentary have just arrived.
The darts, yeah. I think that's still ongoing, the darts. I don't know if they're still having
it. 21-year-old guy who won it.
Well, he's in the final.
Oh, he's in the final.
He's in the final, yeah. Luke Litchfield. He's 16, isn't he? He's young.
He's young. One of these ages.
Yeah, he's really, really young, yeah.
And people are accusing him of being older than he says.
Right.
But we've known people like this. I think that some young guys do have the vibe of much older guys. You know, we know this from comedy. Names. Kevin Bridges.
Kevin Bridges, yeah.
And he broke through, he was about 19, wasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, this guy, yeah. Little, I mean, if only I cared. I mean...
it does seem to be an exciting story for others.
Yeah, we can chat about it if you want. I mean, a lot of George's mates went to see darts at Ali Pally over Christmas.
Right.
And it looked a right laugh. A real boozy kind of... But once Dry Jan kicks in... Darts isn't quite so attractive a proposition.
Yeah.
Now, you're running like you've never run before. Are you okay?
I've just gone stiff, long drive.
You've done a long drive.
I did a long drive yesterday, and also I've run a couple of miles this morning.
But then
that corner there,
yeah.
I just stood there for about half an hour and in the cold.
Oh, God.
Because I was about 10 minutes early to meet you.
And I was about 10, 15 minutes late.
You're about 20, yeah, about 20. 20, 25, about half an hour. Right. Anyway, yeah, so I've just stiffened up. But also, it noticed then, because I set off into this hill thinking, take the hill slow.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't done much running.
Take everything slow.
I haven't really...
Well, talk me through it. I mean, we were both hit with... My sort of coldy thing started clearing up around the 22nd, 23rd.
Good, so you...
But I was out by for about...
a big day.
I was out for about a week, you know, it really, I lost a few gigs and stuff.
Yeah.
How about you?
I've been holidaying up, but good.
Yeah.
I haven't been particularly physically fit.
Yeah.
But that's sort of segueing from, our illness of recent episodes to a general not doing my exercises, lots of... booze,
yeah.
Eating,
of course.
But it's been great.
Yeah.
So how was the festive season then? Let's take it through. Gigs, special occasions, presents.
Well, the gigs. I mean, it's interesting because I don't normally gig at all during Christmas.
Right.
And I had this gig on Boxing Day in Hove, and a couple of gigs up north, and I really enjoyed it actually.
Yeah. Good.
Because it broke up the staying indoors, boozing, and. Scoffing loads, and also it's just a nice little boost of being good at something, and just the stuff that gigs give you.
Meeting people, seeing different people,
and it just gives you
a zhuzh.
It gives you what it gives you, but also the gig's a bit nicer because everyone's in such a good mood.
Yeah.
So it gives you possibly more than it normally does.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it was a real tonic.
Oh, it's a great time. Yeah, absolutely. In my experience, gigging between Christmas and New Year is a great time to gig. Because everyone's... Thank you. Because everyone's in the same place as you were.
Yeah,
you
know, everyone's chilled out.
They're like, we're having a lovely time, we relax. Yeah. But it's nice to be somewhere else and see some different
people.
Yeah,
just a bit of a refresher. I went to do that private members club in Hove with Simon Evans and Michael Fabry. Uh-huh. Just really good fun.
Yeah.
Just a complete hoot. And then up north did some gigs around Saddleworth and Glossop. And it was also just nice
Wait,
to...
Wait, Saddleworth and Glossop?
Saddleworth and Glossop.
I thought both those places were fictional.
Saddleworth and Glossop.
Oh, these are the most northern towns that have ever
existed. It was just beautiful to be driving around those places as well during that period, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was...
Good.
It was great.
And what other comedians did you see there?
I saw Scott Bennett.
Oh, yeah, he's very
It's always
good
fun to see him. Stephen Bailey. Alex Boardman. Loads of northern comics, you know, because
yes.
I'm the only southern, as such, comic up playing there because of my dad.
You being southern there and not being from Brighton or Boxing Day
is
the most diverse thing that happened on any of those bills.
Yeah, yeah. And it was a complete laugh. But as a result of that as well was that I didn't do as much drinking as I normally do.
Yeah.
In fact, I only got properly drunk on the 30th.
Yes.
Because that was
because that was New Year's Eve.
Well,
you thought it was.
Well, it was.
Oh,
New
that was tonight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was New Year's Eve, but it was the day when all the gigs ended, and I was back in London and just.
Oh, Saturday night. Yeah, of
went
course.
For it, yeah. And we had Raz's mum round.
Because I'm just going to say, there's something quite good. I remember this. It happens less than every 7 years.
Yeah.
Because there's different ways it happens and days move on. But when the two occasions sit on the weekends,
it
works quite well, doesn't it?
It is quite nice,
You've basically got Christmas weekend and New Year's weekend, and it separates them out on the one hand, but keeps the ball in the air on the other hand.
A New Year's Day on Monday.
Yeah.
It's quite spectacular, isn't it, in a way?
It's a real beginning.
It really fits, doesn't
it? Yeah, yeah. So you were saying Rachel's
mum? Yeah, we had Rachel's mum. We had my brother over from Australia.
Oh, of course,
Picked him up on the 22nd.
Yeah.
And then we've got Rachel's dad over. So it's quite a busy house.
Yeah, and has been. They're all still there.
Yes.
Great.
Well, Rachel's mum's gone, but her dad's there. Yeah. And how about you? You've been doing bits of travelling.
Yeah, I was at the Comedy Store that the weekend.
The weekend of the 22nd.
Finishing on the 23rd.
Yeah.
So that was very nice. It was really nice. Good comedians, good gigs. But the vibe was a surprise.
Right.
The audience were incredibly well behaved.
Right.
Like to the point where
Come on,
if
guys.
There was a point where we had to work on the gigs, it was to get everyone going.
Right.
Because they were kind of sitting, smiling politely like they'd gone to see a play.
Yeah.
And then, of course, it's the Comedy Store and the bill's great, so they really warmed up. But it's different to the old days, isn't it?
Well, I suppose
you kind of expect them to be.
The closer it gets to Christmas, the more chilled people get, don't they?
Yeah. They weren't overly chilled.
Right.
More kind of
Yeah.
But it was great, really lovely. And a really nice weekend, actually. Because, me and Julia went to the Heath on the Saturday.
Should we go up there?
I'm just going to go in there.
Yeah.
And we did the double, which I think we're doing more and more, where she swims in the ladies' pond.
Yeah.
And I do the park run.
Nice.
The first time I'd done Hampstead Heath park run since having a bit of a bad time there at the end of the summer.
Right.
When I kind of lost my park run confidence a bit.
Yeah.
And this time I was coming back from me and you being ill. And me being ill affected me more than you being ill, obviously.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Of those two things. But I felt fine, and it was just really nice to do it. And it was the opposite. I had my park run confidence. You know, I thought, I probably won't run this particularly hard. I haven't been well. And I certainly won't be going for some brilliant times. But then once it starts,
just went.
You just click into it, you know.
Nice, nice.
I actually, obviously it's 9 o'clock, it's not that early. But the sun was rising. The weather wasn't great, as has been the case quite a lot over the last couple of weeks. But the sun kind of broke through, the winter sun broke through under the cloud.
Yeah.
And you know what it's like, the views on Hampstead Heath there, you get this kind of space age skyline.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then more sort of countryside beauty in the foreground. And I took a photo during the park run. It was just one of the most gorgeous things I've seen. And you get that.
It's
so pleased yourself for being there, because by half 10, that vision of golden sunrise is gone, you know, and it's grey and raining and everything. You think, I was there, I caught it.
And you pushed it quite hard. So this was about the 23rd?
That's Saturday the 23rd,
right, yeah. Because wasn't the park run, people doing park runs on Christmas Day as well?
Yeah, and New Year's Day. So basically the weekend thing we were talking about led to, park runs on the Saturdays and then on the special day. So
yeah,
it was Saturday, Monday. And lots of our correspondents did that. And
run composite in the field.
I never considered doing Christmas Day or New Year's Day. I did consider Saturday the 30th, but I got the dates wrong. I thought I'd be in Keswick, but I was still in Scotland Saturday the 30th.
Right.
I wasn't near any. And the weather was very bad indeed. But
yeah, it's been quite stormy, hasn't it? I mean, it feels like the storm's fallen away a bit today. But Storm Hank.
I think you're probably from your gleeful tone yesterday when we were arranging this. I feel like you might be slightly disappointed that we were hoping that today's content would
be
risk to life and
Hank base.
Yeah,
it
Hank
was
branches
very,
coming
it was very
left
wet
and right.
Yesterday. I did go for a run. Yesterday. They shut Highgate yesterday.
What?
Because of the fear of the
trees
of
coming
winds.
Down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I was driving. I drove from Borrowdale home yesterday, and it was one of those drives, just busy motorway,
drama.
Heavy
yeah.
rain, just
yeah.
all water all the way.
Yeah.
Eminently doable, but just.
Yeah.
I was, and you just up.
Was it one of those where there's loads of people sort of crashing? Or
no,
down
it wasn't
or
so bad.
Sometimes
just,
you get that, don't you?
No, everyone was quite sensible. But, there was a bit of judgment in there. I didn't mean to gaslight anyone who's ever had an accident on the motorway. It's difficult when the conditions are bad. But anyway, it was nice doing what we do to have the family there, not all of them, but wife and son in the car to witness and be very supportive as I kind of faded. Do you know what I mean? When we got on the M6, I'm like, well, here we go.
Yeah.
Should we listen to something?
Yeah.
And then, you know, by the time you get past the last services on the M25, do you want to stop? We're going to get home. Yeah. We're going to get all the way home. Oh, my leg. Just
they
generally
get
crumbling
they get
as a human.
They get an insight into how much we drive.
Yeah.
Those hours.
That's right.
Those hours on the motorway.
Hard yards.
Yeah.
The thing I always say these days is, I'm so glad I don't drive anymore.
Yeah.
He says as he puts away another several hundred miles.
So
jumping right back.
Yeah, go on then.
We did the most fantastic thing on Christmas Eve, which is every Christmas Eve we go down to Sadler's Wells.
Yeah.
You know, and dress up and go and see whatever Matthew Bourne's doing, ballet-wise there. And this year, Julia, keeping the dream alive, booked these tickets, like, you know, as soon as it was announced in April or something. He revived his ballet adaptation of Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, wow.
It's just fantastic.
Wow, that sounds
just
good.
So good. What an amazing piece of... I mean, I think it's wonderful in and of itself. It's a brilliant ballet, but I think it's a kind of template for what a good artistic performance is. It doesn't matter, you know what I mean? It could be a live band or a comedy set or an opera or a film. It's just, there's a kind of joyous, purposeful cohesion to the narrative, and everything just comes together. I think it's just a transcendent bit of a performance.
Sounds great. Yeah.
And I've seen it several times. I mean, I don't know how long it is since it was on before, but... You know, it was like seeing it for the first time, you know?
It feels like that is in stark contrast to Christmas Carol at Ali Pally.
Not such a
just very
transcendent show.
It just felt very flat.
Right.
It's like, I really like being in the space at Ali Pally. It's just a lovely theatre space and just a lovely time to be there on Christmas.
Yeah.
And we saw it on the 22nd. Maybe people were starting to get a bit tired pre-Christmas then, I don't know.
Yeah.
But really, really flat.
Yeah.
Because everyone knows the story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there's no sense of a company engage in something that was cohesive and had a tempo and had a... You didn't feel like you're observing a group of players who knew what they were doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just a series of... Just quite drab scenes, you know.
Yeah.
So, but it was good for them to be there. And, yeah, it was just sort of...
Tonight he'll be visited by three ghosts. Chance to be a fan thing.
Yeah, it just wasn't great.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well, that's a shame.
But it didn't put us off our stride.
Because we saw It's a Wonderful Life around that time as well.
Yeah.
On the afternoon of the Friday 22nd, I think.
Nice.
You know, how many times have I seen that now?
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
And it just never... Well, this is my theory, my dual theory of a quality piece. Right? And the reason I call it a dual theory is because you look at it, no matter how hard you look at it, it just looks better and better.
Yeah.
And you can look deeper and deeper, and you'll just find... You just have the fact that it seemed perfect on first glance.
Yeah.
Reinforced.
Yeah.
And the rules of this are, bears repeated viewings totally.
Yeah.
Right? Two, everything in it reinforces the story. So all the fun little bits and bobs still make the sense of...
They're part of the whole.
They're part of the whole, exactly, and they're not kind of extraneous. And the third thing about it is, can't remember, but there's three.
James Stewart's in it, yeah.
Yeah, it's... It's a Wonderful Life, and Blooming Edward Scissorhands the ballet. And then last night, it'd be New Year, we watched When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah.
And they're all like that, you know, never get old. They just basically just appear to get better and better and better the more you look.
In stark contrast to recent...
His counterpoint is developing.
Recent...
Very well.
It's a recent Netflix original release, Marry Me, starring Jennifer Lopez and Owen Wilson.
Oh, I expected that to be great.
I don't know whether... Well, it was one of those where... You know when you got loads of people and you're scrolling movies?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, this is just going to take forever.
Yeah.
Let's just watch this.
Yeah, good.
And it was garbage. But it ended up being sort of watchable garbage. But I don't know whether that's, you know, sustain one view, never mind multiple viewings.
No, it didn't. It was not a dual.
I always like Owen Wilson, but it's like obviously squarely aimed at the international audience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just totally lacking in any nuanced guile or basic plot. that's a hearty recommend.
I wouldn't say it was a classic for the ages, but I enjoyed Your Christmas or Mine too.
All right.
Rather more than I expected to.
Yeah.
British... Classic Christmas fair,
yeah,
with Ace of Butterfield and I don't know. What
I started to see the holes in the holiday this year. I've seen that a lot, but some bits of the script. But Love Actually, I still really, really enjoy Love Actually.
There's something
about it. Just sings. There's something about each scene. It just... I don't know. It's got a real sense of rhythm about it.
Oh, I don't know. I think Love Actually, even when I liked it, it's tonally off. Bits of it are cartoons and bits of it are set in real life.
Yeah.
Chris Marshall arriving in America is a cartoon.
Yeah.
Emma Thompson crying in the bedroom is in real life. You can't have both.
Well,
I've said my piece.
They've got both. But I know what you mean, but it's one of those that people have retrospectively have a go at, but I'll love it. But the holiday started to pow.
I love the holiday, but I think sometimes I feel bad for Kate Winslet because her lines have just got slightly too many words.
Yeah, it felt a bit wordy.
Like, I feel like you finally, for the first time, given me the opportunity, and I can't believe I'm saying this, to finally say for the first, etc.
Yeah.
But marvellous stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, I've got one more before we, I don't know.
Conclude our arts review of Christmas 2023.
Well, I think that, as we all know, The Muppet Christmas Carol is a really stupendous iteration of Dickens' Christmas Carol and a real lesson in how to adapt, because it's got such a wonderful respect for and understanding of the source material. But of course, being a Muppet movie, among other things, really plays with it, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, brilliant. We watched that. That was a classic. I think that was what we did the night Buddy got home. Anyway, almost too late, like maybe even after Boxing Day. I've been saying all along, but I've never seen it. I want to watch it. When we got to it, the Alistair Sim Christmas Carol from the 50s.
Right.
It's
very I don't think
good.
I've ever seen that one. Yeah.
It's completely different, and it's so dependent on his performance, which is so excellent. And I want to say weird, but not weird, just an actor inhabiting a role in a really good way. And what you were saying about Christmas Carol, it's the only one I've seen that really makes sense of the end, where he's laughing and everything.
Yes.
It's wonderful, like, love it when, obviously, you know, Tiny Tim going by a turkey, it's Christmas Day, it's joyous.
Yeah.
But the whole thing with him kind of saying, I'm not mad, I'm sane, everyone thinks he's mad. Alistair Sim's performance is just amazing. He's got this thing where the laughter keeps bursting out of him. And he's absolutely amazed. And he's trying to loathe himself, but he just can't do it. He's too happy. It's a really good bit of acting, but also the whole film kind of sits on it. That's what happens in that scene. You know, there's much more of that than of him saying hello to people.
Yes,
shaking people's hands. Anyway.
That was part of the problem with Christmas Carol Ali Pally. Tiny Tim wasn't that tiny.
Right.
He's quite large. And there was other cast members who were smaller. You just thought, why aren't they tiny?
Were you worried about them?
But yeah,
and person in the street three who did not die.
Yeah. And how was you running over the Crimbo?
Well, I did this part kind of hands and knees. I think that's about it.
Yeah.
Now, at some point, me and Julia went for a run, and it was really good because we were like, oh, I can't. We won't go. Both that trip to Hansen Heath and the run afterwards, which must have been, I don't know, something like the 27th, we really nearly talked ourselves out of it.
Right.
And then when we got out there, it was so nice, really great.
Nice.
Nice to be running with her again, because I don't get to do that when it's term time.
Yeah.
So that was really good. But basically,
Just wrestling.
It's just been ticking over. I haven't done the exercises. I've done a couple of runs a week. Nothing too impactful. And I'm really shaping up to start this new year, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm working on 12 night rules.
We're on January the 3rd, aren't we?
January the 3rd right now.
Yeah.
And if you subscribe to Running Commentary as a fan on Acast Plus, then this is particularly topical. Like, I probably still won't have come off the booze when you hear this. And B, that first week you do that, you can listen to the next episode straight away.
Straight away.
Straight away, guys. So do that. It'll be really nice. We've got some great interview runs coming up, haven't we?
We've got great ones.
Yeah, we don't know who they're with or when. But
John Major coming up for...
That's going to be a major interview.
Yeah, we've got Emmanuel Macron.
Yeah.
I actually got a fair bit, not loads, but I did the Osmotherly sort of nine and a half, 10 mile loop.
Yeah,
when
lovely.
I was there.
What was the weather like then? Were you in the sun?
It was cold. It was cold and wet, but it was great.
Yeah.
You just embrace the bracing element of it, don't you?
Oh, completely.
It's just such a spectacularly beautiful run, that one.
Yeah, yeah. I'd love to get back there.
And then I've been around here a few times. I did 7 yesterday.
Yeah.
Just little bits and bobs.
Yeah, around here we are coming into the now open
the
Highgate Wood. Yeah. Beautiful.
Because I've got about 100 days training till the incredibly taxing run across the Sahara Desert.
Yes.
So,
it's
not a long time.
No.
It's long enough, I think, but but it means that you've got to, you can't slack for a couple of weeks and think, oh, I'll just catch up. It's got to be engaged.
It's now.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, well, exactly. The other side of that, as we were saying last time, is I'm fully committed to Brighton, which I really enjoy the fact that it's at the beginning of April, because, you know, I've got the kind of the easier version of the same thing. You know, I've got 3 months to get it together.
You can catch up pretty quick, but...
Yeah, and I want it. You know, I really... Yeah. I'm very keen. I think that listening today, you'll think, oh, Rob sounds a bit sluggish and hungover. And you wouldn't be wrong, but...
There's no shame in that.
It's going to be... I'm genuinely... Both me and Julia have really happy memories of November when we were really on a massive health tip. And we're looking forward to getting back there, you know.
Yeah, it's sort of... I'm hitting dry Jan with a literal sense.
So you stopped after the 30th, or When was your last, your final alcoholic drink?
Probably about 10:30 on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, yeah. Sense?
Yeah, we went to the Shakespeare in Stoke Newington.
Ah, old school.
Yeah, and had a real, and I'll tell you what, it was a lot livelier than I thought it was going to be.
Right.
It was people dancing on benches.
Yeah.
It was pretty, it went off.
Yeah, good.
It really went off. It was good fun.
Oh, lovely.
So that was good, to have a good dance on New Year's Eve. And, it's good to see my brother, because he's probably had more fun in the last 10 days than he has in the preceding 5 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just in terms of sociability and getting out and about and good mates.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been really good.
It's good medicine.
It's been really good.
That's the thing. I mean, that's the balance. That's why I'm looking forward to getting super healthy without stressing about getting to it.
Because you got to chill.
And it's all...
You've got to chill, bro.
Good medicine, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Christmas is good medicine. Time off is good medicine. Time on is good medicine with your running and exercise and stuff. I was talking of pubs in Stoke Newington.
Yeah.
We went out on Christmas Day, and it was my daughter who said, "Oh, let's go to the Rose and Crown." And it was so funny because
I think Julie and that lot were there.
I didn't see him. I saw.
Yeah.
But I did see. Well, it was such a scene. Daisy went out first and went to give her friend a Christmas card or something, and she met us on the corner. She said when she went out, it was just like, I don't know, maybe a few minutes to 12 or a few minutes to 1. Streets were empty, you know.
Yeah.
You just hear the sound of presents being opened and kids in houses going...
Yeah.
And then, as the rest of us came up the road, so did the rest of the world.
Right.
And when we got to the pub, we thought we weren't going to be able to get in because it was like, literally 100 people on the pavement.
Just rammed in.
Just, you know, like a... big old party, and it was a really good atmosphere. They always open, and they always, in a brilliantly sort of grumpy way, they just serve. They're very busy, so they haven't got time to say hello.
They don't really clear.
They're not doing any food.
Yeah.
They're just providing a service.
Jam.
And what I didn't expect, and what I'm sure would have been the case if we'd been with you at the Shakespeare, is that we knew everyone.
Yeah, that's nice.
No one well, all varying degrees of people we sort of know through kids and school and stuff.
Yeah.
But it was so...
It's very social,
convivial.
Yeah.
It was really great. And then also this moment, you kind of think, oh, yeah, wow, party's on. But it's the only pub open anywhere, and everyone's there for lunch. And sure enough, by the time we walked home again, the streets were silent once more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was very, very special.
No, it's... that drinking on Christmas Day is something I rarely do, but I've been over to the pubs in Stoke Newington occasionally. It is a good laugh, yeah.
The finest pubs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stoke Newington sounds fictional.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just thought I'd balance things up. So I went ice skating on Boxing Day.
Nice, yeah.
Whereabouts?
Whereabouts?
Somerset House.
Oh, yeah.
That was nice. And then that began lots of big games. The game we call Maximus, which some people might know as Lie Dice.
Yeah.
We played a lot of that with a lot of different people over Christmas.
Nice.
It's lucky we weren't playing for money, because I would be down a fortune. And then went to see my mum on, because she's in Scotland, right?
Right.
So we went up there.
Wow.
Took a car and went there on the 28th.
Yeah, that's a long trip,
isn't it?
It
was far.
Yeah.
And we're with her for... 2 nights there, and that's the first time the family have seen her new house, and she's also much...
2 nights is always enough, isn't it? Do you not think? I mean, in terms of, like, loving relatives, but and I could tell Rachel's, because Rachel's mum stayed 4.
Yeah.
And she was getting itchy feet. You could just tell.
On day 3, she's by the door with her shoes.
People just like their own space, don't
they? Yeah, that's right.
You know, adults.
But actually, on the second
night... Because the first night, you're really excited. It's all great. Yeah, and then the second night, you settled in. And then the third night, it's like, why are we still here?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, my daughter came home. She did 24 hours at my mum. So that's because she's massively paranoid. She's got an A-level mock, so, you know...
Right.
Might as well be the day after tomorrow. And she just... took her to Dumfries and put her on a train.
Right.
And then once she got back to London, it was just her
right
in our house till this year. So
How was it? Wow.
She was very sensible.
A bit of a trip on her own.
She was either very sensible or really good at hiding
good at
the
hiding,
high life.
Hiding parties.
Yeah, but she's, it was a good balance, I think, because obviously it's New Year's Eve and the surrounds.
Yeah.
But also, she has got studying to do that she's worried about, you know. But I think, so for example, her dear old friends who've been away a lot over Christmas were around, and they had like, just the three of them had a bit of an impromptu party hours on New Year's Day where they compared notes on the night before. And I reckon that was probably perfect, you know what I mean? The balance of low keyness and at homeness with.
Did Buddy enjoy being back for New Year?
Yeah, he was with us. After my mum's, we drove down to Lake District.
Yeah.
Where we're basically four families, opened up the hotel that closes for the winter.
Yeah.
And did it as if it was the summer.
Right.
They did breakfast and evening meals and then we all, you know, we tried not to relax over much, but it was certainly more looser than when the place is full of strangers.
Yeah.
That is a manky bit, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, stayed up though.
Lots of squelching today.
Oh, I'm going to take a picture of that mud.
Good fun.
Just for the credit. You know, I want the credit.
Straight through. Getting used to...
It's an interesting thing.
Getting used to what it'll be like in the Sahara.
That's right.
Just wet and squelchy.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
The camera seems to be broken, which is not ideal, obviously, for running commentary reasons. Why is my camera not working, Paul? What the hell's wrong with that? Look at that.
Have you been hacked?
Something's amiss.
They're not going to have the start of the breakdown of society.
It could be. Or
that's when we knew.
Have you seen this? This is a new thing to keep.
Oh, that's good.
That means I can go for a run without losing my cards or any cash.
That's a shame, isn't it?
It's the same as the old one, but
Ra managed to lose a phone, bless her.
Yeah.
Left it. Went to the supermarket. She did find my phone. And it said it was at the supermarket. They very kindly looked on CCTV and saw her put it back in her pocket and leave with it.
Right.
And then it was found on Barnish Street. We went to Barnish Street afterwards. And it had just been... She'd obviously just dropped it. And someone just left it on the side of the road.
Well, put it glove on a post.
By that time, it had been cancelled.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, that's a shame.
It's quite big news, isn't it, losing your phone?
It really...
So it can
it
feel
hurts.
Like it. Yeah.
I mean, I don't really...
I mean, she loses it semi-regularly.
Well, it makes... Look, I fixed it. It makes a difference. I love the photo that I'm taking. It's a patch of mud. Yeah. Oh, thank goodness.
Thank goodness we got that.
Oh, it looks like poo, doesn't it? Yeah. Happy New Year. Nicer in this direction. Sun coming down through the trees. Oh, talking about the sun coming down. So, like I say, we're in this hotel. And trying, they've got the kind of basic house rules which you don't even notice when you stay there. But because it was us,
yeah,
you feel that, and because it was New Year's Eve, you can feel it slightly slackening.
Right.
You know, like breakfast is sharp in the morning. We managed to make them do it an hour late.
Nice.
Gradually, kids are popping up in all various corners of the place, playing on iPads in pajamas. You know,
yeah.
Things are piling up. Our room, which was like a lovely suite when we first checked in. First of all, my son, who was sharing with some other very grubby and quite ill teenage boys, retreated to our room and went on the sofa bed. And
right.
Then we just spread.
Yeah, yeah,
so that
yeah.
What had looked
get
like
a feral.
Really posh, internet-ready, Instagram-ready hotel room looked like a student flat.
Yeah.
Within, you know, only about 36 hours.
Yeah.
And that was us.
Good fun, yeah.
I didn't even look in that boys' room. I wouldn't even want to think. There's a couple of teenagers, a couple of dogs, quite a lot of germs.
Yeah.
Whew. Anyway, we did the walking. Went up a mountain in rain and cloud on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
There was snow on the top. And one of the families we were with, like brother, in from Australia.
Nice.
Yeah. And the kids had never seen snow before. It's a brilliant lift.
Struth.
When you're on
look
top
at
of
a snow drift.
Look at it. What's that?
Look at all that white globules falling from the sky.
Is that some kind of roux? Yeah. Is that a roux lying down?
They didn't say.
Stick another shrimp on. We can't have a barbie.
But it is.
How exciting.
To see when you're on a pretty dreary mountaintop, to have someone there who says, look at that, I've never seen it ever before.
Yeah, it's
lovely. It really lifts the mood.
Makes you see it, look at it anew, yeah.
There was a patch about as big as a person on the very top of the mountain.
Yeah.
Before that, it all just been little lumps.
Avalanche!
He got down in it and did a snow angel.
Yeah.
There and then. Excellent. Then we went to the nearest village, and it was just the same as Christmas. Like, the whole place was so quiet.
Yeah.
And in one village, it had two pubs. Everyone from miles around was there.
Should we go there?
Let's do it. And that was a really good... And then it all just closes down again. You know, this thing of people kind of
just nice
coming out of the woodwork. Hi. And disappearing back into there.
Just nice and cosy.
Yeah,
feels
really
like
cozy.
I had a very cosy time. We had a lot of, like, Bonnie's mates rounds for dinners and stuff, you know, sort of a lot of kids around for food and stuff.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A kind of sense of not quite knowing who you're going to be,
one of those.
With at your next meal.
Yeah, one of those.
In the nicest way.
Just a nice little, nice atmosphere. Yeah. And the kids all went out. They go to these, they got these mates, they're sort of like an Italian family.
Yeah.
And they basically start their Christmas Day party at 2 a.m.
Right.
Christmas Day night.
Right.
Goes
right.
to about 8.
Oh, gosh.
And then on New Year's Eve, they do exactly the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And they lay out loads of salamis and cheeses, and it's all fairly civilised, but it starts crazily late.
Very Mediterranean.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's beyond Mediterranean, isn't it?
Yeah.
2 a.m.
Yeah.
Lunatics.
Yeah, I don't think we.
But good fun, though.
Yeah.
But they always have a right laugh, you know.
There was karaoke in the hotel on New Year's Eve. Thanks. And but I did a bunk. I got in a car and drove to Middlesbrough.
Yeah.
And did a show.
It's quite hard, isn't it, leaving family at Christmas to do gigs? Yeah.
What did you do? What were you doing at midnight at the turn of the year?
5 minutes to midnight. 10. No, I was in the Shakespeare.
Yeah, good. Quite exciting.
And the timing was just off. I don't know whether it's being a comic.
Yeah.
But the mass shout on the clock on the telly
got loose. Just,
it was off.
Yeah.
It was off. It really annoyed me.
Well, Matt Reed.
Really annoyed me.
Local
superstar. It shows 6 and then I would go 6. No, you've just missed 6.
5. But stop. Start again.
yeah.
It's too late. No, Matt Reed, you know Matt Reed. Local superstar in the Northeast.
Yeah.
And I think he's the regular host of the gig I was doing.
Yeah.
He was saying 1 year, he got the New Year countdown on his phone. So, for that reason, you know, so he could be really tight and get it right. So, he went on stage to do it at around midnight, and he looked at it, and he'd missed it.
Right.
It was basically already the new year,
so he just said,
oh, 5, yeah, right. Anyway, 3.
Happy New Year.
Do you remember, I must have told you this, a family reminded me, 2 years ago, I was in Leeds having done a gig up there.
Yeah.
A gig I'd forgotten about. And when they confirmed it, they said, all good for Leeds on New Year's Eve? I was like,
what?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I knew that. Anyway, so I was in this hotel room near the Careful. Station.
Yeah.
And trying to get them on like FaceTime. And I made contact
yeah.
with literally, you know, as they came up on screen, they were going, three,
yeah.
two. I've just yeah. seen a penny in the road. I can't leave it. You know how superstitious I am. But on the other hand,
find a penny, pick it
up. Get run over. I can't see it. I can't see it anymore. I must have imagined it. And now it's going to go green. Don't go in the road.
No,
I missed
it.
See? I can see it now. I've got it. But now the cars are coming.
Bastards.
Yeah, so he said 3, 2, 1, and I was just in time, and I was so pleased.
Yeah.
And then about 20 seconds after midnight,
he went one.
My iPad went down the back of the radiator, and they could. I was still connected,
Uh-oh.
So they could see my feet, and me going, can we? Is it? Oh,
there you go, mate. You're in. You're in. Go and get that penny.
See a penny.
Find a penny.
Pick
it up.
And all day you'll have good luck. Give it to a friend. And your luck will never end. No!
No, I pick it up and give it to you.
You can't just... you cheeky. Oh, he's bending all the rules.
That's so my... I always give rules. That as advice.
Yeah.
Find a penny, pick it up. Bang,
bang, bang. So good luck. It's going to be good luck for everyone. So the reason I ask is because you know where I was at midnight? And I watched this happening because I was doing this quite long, very easy drive across...
Yeah.
On the A66 across the north of England.
Yeah.
And thinking, I should really get petrol. I'm going to make it back. It's not stressful.
Yeah.
But if we have a car empty of petrol in the middle of the mountains, tomorrow it's going to be a pain, you know. And there's probably a petrol station open somewhere. And I could see the need for petrol and the excitement about the end of the year kind of moving towards each other.
Quite nice to toy with that, isn't it?
Yeah. I wanted to be all kind of sorry for myself about it, but actually it was kind of surreally brilliant and very joyous. So I pulled up at a petrol pump and filled up the car with petrol as watching the fireworks go off in Penrith.
Yeah,
and
nice.
Then the very first person I saw was the guy in the garage.
Yeah,
he said, "Evening." I said, "Happy New Year." He said, "Oh yeah, Happy New Year."
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
So,
and the gig at Borough was all right.
Oh, it was really nice. Yeah, good scene. And and I got back. I didn't get to do any karaoke.
Right.
Which I didn't. You know, I didn't. I'm not crying any tiny tears about that.
Yeah,
but I did get to have a good old late chat with everyone. I was in about 12:45, you know, so it was great. And then we went for a walk on New Year's Day, and we started out, it was raining, and then it was sleeting. We're like, just a shower.
Yeah.
And the weather, then this kind of golden winter sunlight broke through horizontally.
A bit like today, actually,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah. Coming in rays over the tops of the mountains, which were dusted with snow.
Beautiful.
And then we got to the top of the...
I've never seen anything like it, mate.
Never seen it.
I'm on a picture postcard.
Was he with you?
He wasn't.
Oh, okay.
Unfortunately, he's dead. And sister were.
Right.
But we didn't see... Well, we saw some snow in the distance, but she didn't go and do any snow angels. Unfortunately, the dad had lived in Britain in the past. And,
right.
Yeah, just much less excited. Just a real man of the world.
Yeah.
And so I said,
seen it before.
And this is a tree. Yeah, I've seen trees
here,
mate.
Why did it snow?
But
you can ski in Australia, can't you? The skiing in Australia.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know
in all
where.
Seriousness, it was the scenery was the like of which
yes.
he hadn't seen. And
yeah.
that was really nice. Just to have someone who has seen it all with new eyes, particularly as it's somewhere that we absolutely love, but that we always go. So you just have someone new to show it to, you know?
Yeah.
And the same thing, very quiet, lovely, chatty walk as the weather got nicer and nicer. We went up this tiny mountain, more like a rocky outcrop. And then there's loads of people on top of it. Happy New Year! Happy New Year! Hello, wow. everyone! Happy New Year!
Yeah.
And then when we got back to the village and it got... Oh, no! I've missed something really important.
Go on, then.
Julia did start the year right. She swam.
Wow.
In a mountain stream.
Wow.
As
Good
the
for
sky
her.
Darkened on the first day of the year.
Yeah.
And she's so acclimatised. She's non... You know, without... She wasn't...
No wetsuit.
Trying to... Oh, she got That's a short-sleeve wetsuit.
Right, okay.
And shoes and gloves.
Right.
But she was like, it's not that cold.
Yeah.
I've been in colder than this, you
yeah.
know. And I was like, that's because you're trained up for it.
Yeah.
If I was in there, I'd be like, call an ambulance, please.
Yeah, it's freezing.
So very impressive and
it's,
really...
It's very mild inspiring. Today, actually, isn't it?
It's lovely.
For this little run, this little...
I thought it was going to be worse. Like you say, I thought Henk was going to take us.
No.
And here we are. So that's the whole genuinely, the whole... Once he got back after that, we went to a pub we found that was open. So excited about that, that basically, apart from the long drive home yesterday, I've been drinking ever since.
Why not?
It's got to stop.
Yeah, it'll stop. It'll stop on the 12th.
Yeah.
The 12th day.
Are you gigging, the 12th of ever.
Are you gigging this weekend?
No, I've got, right. I've got some... A couple of shows in January, but I'm basically at home cooking the books.
Yeah.
And that'll be... it's going to be nice, you know, like you say. Just nice to be home. Like last night, of course, was the first time we were together as a family and without anyone else.
Yeah.
In the year, so... That little...
Just nice, isn't it?
Classic dinner we always have in front of when Harry met Sally, you know.
Yeah.
It's cosy to the max.
It is nice, yeah.
Compared our stories, and on we go. But I will definitely go to Park on a Saturday, because as I said before, I'm going to try and get to all of them.
Which one are you going to?
If I want to get to 175 Park Runs in 2024, it means I have to do 48.
Wow.
So actually skipping the New Year's Day one was a terrible mistake.
That's a lot, yeah.
I'll probably be at Hampstead Heath. I don't know, but if Julia's swimming, then we'll do it over there and run the combo.
And have you got any half marathons in before Brighton? Will you be looking at
that? I will do one.
Yeah.
I haven't got it in yet.
Right.
What I want to do, like right now, near the top of the list, is start my fundraising page.
Yeah.
And just start framing my day-to-day and my socials output and everything.
Yeah.
So everyone knows I'm on the road to Brighton, you know.
Yeah.
Which, of course, reflects back. Tell the story of how... and training for and fundraising for the marathon, then that will help me make it come true, you know?
Yeah. Well, I need to do that for the old MDS as well.
Yeah. There's another thing, let's get maudlin or anything, but we talk about the presence of the way Christmas, one of the melancholy things about it is the way it makes you think of people aren't around anymore and stuff. And it was in the most actually non-melancholy at all. It was such a my dad Christmas.
Yeah.
Because the Christmas pop... It just is him, you know. My whole relationship with it is inspired by and involves him.
Yeah.
And then we went to the lakes. You know, it's really nice to be there showing it to new people, but it goes back to him. That hotel was one that he kind of wanted to go to all his adult life until he found it. You know, it took 10 years for us to find the perfect, deepest, optimum mountainy place. And then once we found it, we've been going ever since. So... it would be nice to get back and do the old...
You always establish...
a picture of me and my dad up and do the Parkinson's fundraising and just get a bit of Barney in my 2024. But it's true of everyone, you know, that our friends from Australia, that's the guy who I was talking about, the family, his sister is our friend from here.
Yeah.
And their mum died last year,
who
was also our friend.
Right.
So it was a really nice way to... You know, she was in the ether. It was a part of the conversation in a really...
Yeah.
Without sitting down and being sad about it.
She was part of
just
it.
Just part of the...
Yeah.
Not just part of the conversation, but part of the adventure. You know?
Yeah.
So that was nice. It's Christmas, isn't it?
A lot of runners today.
Yeah.
There? Well, we're going to have to... A lot of people will be starting that
spread
spring
the word, cause
marathon journey.
Yeah. And for everyone, welcome all new runners.
Yes.
It just seems tough. It gets easier.
Yeah.
Do you, you know...
A lot of people...
do you catch 5K and stay with it?
Yeah.
You'd be amazed. Coming back to town yesterday, again, after dark, after work.
Yeah.
Number of runners. Just very impressive.
It
and
is,
actually, I didn't see anyone struggling. Lots of springy people.
Yes.
Looking really good.
Well, a lot of...
Looking
I mean,
a lot better than I do.
I mean, the Heathside mob, the runner... I'll never use that word, proper runners, but those for whom running is absolutely central to their identity.
Yes.
They were doing like 22 on Christmas Eve. Do you know what I mean? They were just running throughout, you know.
Yeah.
So they hit
January. Kind of doing it instead of joy.
They hit, as joy.
Well.
They hit January just piping fit, you know.
Yeah.
They're chopping down the trees. They're chopping down trees, Rob.
It's coming on Christmas.
They're chopping down trees.
Chopping down trees. Yeah. It's because there's going to be... This is going to be an 8-lane superhighway by February.
Do you know when the thing's going to start happening, mate? You know, the paving of this. You don't know. Cool, mate. He just does trees, that guy.
Yeah, he was quite...
He was quite.
He seems.
Unless he's part.
But when you spoke to him, he basically ran away, didn't he?
Unless he's part of the deep state and he knows exactly what's going to happen.
Now I'm in a deep state.
Yeah, I asked one of the guys who's chopping down the trees whether he had inside information on
yeah.
when the Parkland Way, which is glorious as it is going to get paved over to become a, as Rob says, an 8-lane superhighway.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
He just says he chops down trees.
You seem to be. I mean, preemptively angry about this.
He had just been tree chopping.
Yeah.
What, you think I'm preemptively angry about the Parkland Way?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I see no reason to change it, do you?
No, but also, it hasn't happened yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know, so don't, just don't spend the, I agree in principle. I just think in practice, we shouldn't spend time.
No, we got to flow with it. We can't, exactly. We can't fight it.
I mean, if we're here and they're laying down tarmac, then yeah.
Yeah. We're gonna, what are you doing, mate? Just chopping down trees. Just covering runners in gravel. Oh, look, mate, look, the obstacles here.
It's Hank, isn't it?
Yeah.
We did it, we found Hank.
You got to flow like water.
Yeah. There's a beautiful plant down our road that got knocked over. It's a real shame.
Yeah.
It's like some kind of yucca, like little palm tree in someone's garden in a big bowl. And it's just snapped. There's a tree. So show us, how would you get past this?
I wonder if this was a... Do you think that was just nature did that?
Yeah.
I think that's just fallen.
That's the storm.
Yeah.
Look, it's kind of snapped off.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big old tree.
Yeah, full size.
That's a huge tree. I'd probably go under that.
Yeah.
What do you reckon?
That's a good call.
How would you...
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to be doing these advice... yeah. Advice. I'm trying to find the bit that snapped off and take a picture of it. I can't find it. There it is.
You're right. Right. Yeah. Incredible.
Show our listeners. I'm going to take a video of you getting past this tree. This is Paul. How to get past the tree. Good. See, if you're not a pro like this guy, you won't have these skills.
There, mate. Under.
Yes! Woohoo!
Easy.
That bit where you did the straining grunt, was that you pushing the tree up or was it you doing a little good luck poo?
My first movement of the year.
I see it's actually quite difficult, isn't it? I'm still on the...
It's impossible. You won't get under it with a bag.
Just quietly, while I was taking that hilarious film, I did get stung by a stinger nettle.
Did you really?
Yeah. I'm going to be okay. I actually...
You got stung?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just lightly on the shin.
Oh, God.
I'm going to be okay. I've added a New Year's resolution to all the other ones.
Go on, then.
I'm going to try and stop doing effort noises. Specifically, when I leave a chair or start going up a flight of stairs...
Right.
I'm not allowed to go... not allowed to do it.
Do you do New Year's resolutions?
I do New Year's manifesto.
You do a manifesto?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. But it doesn't start till January the 7th.
Right.
Right. So I'll be writing it all down this week, teeing it up over the weekend, and then from Monday, really just there's a lot going
action.
On.
Action.
And the shape of the year, like we were saying before, I mean, from here it's easy. As the year goes on, it will fill up with stuff and it'll be hard to see it so clearly. But I intend to run the Yorkshire Marathon.
Yeah.
Hard and fast.
Hard and fast.
And that's in October, right?
Yeah.
So
I've got
10 months.
Yes.
To become a fierce machine.
Yeah.
Start by just spending some time not ill.
Yes, yeah, yeah. That would be good, fun, wouldn't it? Because it did. We're both a little bit still coming back from the. Well, I am. I'm not quite as strong as I'd want to be.
Yeah.
Coming back from the Christmas.
I was unfortunate in that I was on holiday with a teen. Not one of mine, who was just going...
Yeah.
Kind of... The only time we saw him was at meals.
Yes.
Big shared meals with beautiful dishes of food at the table.
Like that. Yeah, do you want some food with your phlegm?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my paw. I've got this sting. Did I tell you? Oh, I'm stung.
Oh, morning, magpie. The first magpie of the season.
I wish there was two for joy, Paul. It's important
people
stuff.
People putting in the effort. I'm reading Arnold Schwarzenegger's How to Be Useful. How to be useful. The seven tools of usefulness.
Let off steam, Bennett.
That's the first thing.
Shape your
do.
Vision. It's quite good fun. Yeah, I mean, with me, it's first MDS, first half of the year, write the book.
Yep.
And then second half, get into, you know, just, I mean, I'll be doing stand-up throughout. And then second half of the year, in terms of running, track in the summer, and then try and beat 2:42 for the marathon in York in October.
You know, you always do that. It's a good way of visualising, I think. But it's difficult for me to tune into, and for all of us to tune into those moments when we've started stringing us along.
I don't know what's possible. I'd hope something around 3:15 might be possible.
Yeah.
But that's something I'll play. And then Instagram and stand up. Yeah,
I know we set this up and we were talking about different, and I'm quite leery about the old ultras. But actually, going back to the lakes and thinking about this year,
yeah,
I think I'm definitely looking very seriously at doing the Race of the King in June.
Yeah,
and then depending on how it fits in with marathon running.
Hello, Rob, you've made it. I haven't seen you in a while.
You don't sound like him.
I'll have to work on my king show.
Mr. Deering, nice to see you.
I'm just as important as my mother.
Race to the King.
By the way, when we say the Queen, it means my wife.
You've made it.
No, it doesn't, Chucky.
There'll be a lot of king. I'll work on that. Don't worry. I'll work on that impression.
It's good. It's great.
Yeah.
But I've got to, sooner or later, I'm going to do an ultra in the lakes.
Yes.
It's got to happen. It's like the different sides of my life need to come together in this way.
And they do a lot of ultras in the lakes.
Beautiful ones, really good ones. And you know, all different sides. Obviously, there's some incredible, you know, I'm not going to be doing the Bob Graham round, but there's ultras of all shapes and sizes.
Yes.
And it's nice. I spent a lot of time, actually, because I was back in the mountains, thinking about Banner Brycheiniog.
Yeah.
And Penny Fan and that whole experience. I forgot that I was totally alone for ages and ages and then bumped into my friend on the top.
Wow.
It was religious, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And the way, you know, it can be a bit transcendental getting into the mountains.
Of course,
when
of course.
When that sun came through and shone on New Year's Day on the path we'd just walked.
Yeah.
Like a kind of blessing.
Yeah.
And then Judy going in the river there, it's... you're closer to it, aren't you? I
baptism.
Mean, not just... Obviously, you're back to nature, but you can kind of... those new beginnings and those glorious, joyous moments. Recorded a bit of radio years ago where we all thought I would be up a mountain in the pouring rain, and I accidentally went up a mountain and saw the dawn and recorded it.
Nice.
It's like, beautiful. I didn't realise this was going to be this.
Yes.
This is wonderful, you know.
Yeah.
So, more of that stuff.
Yeah, get.
But of course, these days, quite rightly, you can't really do holiday homes, so we'll probably just have to move to the lakes.
Yeah.
Me and Judy are just going to get jobs there. I'm going to be a shepherd.
Yes. Yeah. It'd be nice to get out in the country and do more varied runs. It's just time with us, isn't it?
Yeah,
just getting the time right. I'll have to make do with Wanstead Flats and Hampstead.
Yeah. Let's go to Wanstead Flats next week.
Yeah, we'll do that.
We haven't been there for ages. That'd be lovely. So, Happy New Year, everyone. Thank you for letting us share our, basically
send us your plans as well.
Debrief.
Yeah.
I think we'll both be, I will certainly be a little bit more kind of in, I'm still on holiday, Paul.
Yes.
Let's be honest about this.
Yeah.
So we'll be...
I'm in day three of being
useful. It's going to be stats and numbers next week. It's all stats and numbers.
Stats, numbers, aims.
I did three within seven. We did 5.9 strides with a 2-minute 400.
Then
six.
Yeah.
And did, then stopped and started again.
Yeah.
2.73 times 250.
2,000 calories. Intermittent fasting. Well, we're back on that already, aren't we?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's nearly 12. We haven't eaten yet, have we?
I'm telling you, cook breakfasts at the hotel. That is an unnecessary.
They really
of hot food.
They really pile. That really piles on the pounds.
Absolutely.
You can understand why people quickly pile on the pounds.
I tell you, you were talking to that guy who only does trees. I've got some timber to work with.
Yeah.
I've actually worked up some timber just so I can work it off again.
Yeah.
So
good,
that's
good feeling.
Exciting.
Good feeling. We're going to be strong. We're going to run long.
I've written my 5-minute plank into a show, so
all
that
right.
I have to do it. Be able
nice.
To do it by
yeah.
then.
Yeah.
And that's on January the 18th.
Cool, man.
So, wish me luck with
that. We're planking.
Planking with my feet 10 feet off the ground.
Look, here's another tree just become separated.
That is weird, isn't it? That's fallen from above and got hooked on.
Do trees, mate.
Anyway,
do trees.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Let's
onwards.
Do this as well.
Yeah,
let's
run do
on.
This.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Thanks for listening. Remember, you can subscribe to us on Acast Plus now for ad-free listening and more.
Happy running. Love you.
Kiss, kiss.